What happens when everyone fulfills their function? A devotion from Johnny Erickson Tada, included here with permission. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 15. And there's a lovely picture of Johnny on the page here. When I was in Germany a few years ago to speak at a church, I was linked up with a blind woman named Elizabeth, who served as my interpreter. For 5 sessions, we were at the microphone, me with my wheelchair and Elizabeth with her white cane. During a break, someone placed on my lap a magazine printed in English. It looked like good reading, but I couldn't hold it or turn the pages. Elizabeth asked me a few questions about the cover, so I said, "Look, how about if you hold it up and turn the pages? That way I can read it aloud so we can both enjoy it." And we did just that. After a few minutes, Elizabeth and I attracted the attention of her pastor, who, upon watching us, decided to use us as an illustration for his sermon on 1 Corinthians 12. In short, we all have need of each other. Imagine, just imagine a church in which each member uses his or her strength to make up for another's weakness. Eyes see, ears hear, hands hold, and feet move the body forward. When everyone fulfills their function, the whole body benefits. When someone's not doing his or her thing, everybody suffers. My blind friend in Germany would agree in the church body there's no such thing as a nobody. What strengths do you bring to the body? Are you using them for the Lord? If not, give your pastor a call and offer to do your part. And pastors, we all in the church body have need of those with disabilities in our midst. They have a part to play in your church.